USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An agreement has been reached with Chinese officials to resume trade talks between Washington and Beijing. John Clements reports.
That announcement was made by President Trump at a news conference at the end of the G20 summit in Japan.
We're holding on tariffs, and they're going to buy farm product. But that could happen, John. This doesn't mean there's going to be a deal, but they would like to make a deal, I can tell you that. And if we could make a deal, it would be a very historic event. You know, we've never really had a deal with China.
Mr. Trump also announced that U.S. tech firms can continue selling to China's Huawei despite concerns over theft of American technology. I'm John Clemens.
Congratulations are in order to the United States women's soccer team as they knocked off France, the host country, 2-1 in the Women's World Cup. Now the top-ranked Americans are headed to Lyon to face number 3 England in a semifinal match on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.